Here on the Saskatchewan Country Close Up, my name is Matt Ryan. It is always great to be joined on the phone, get to catch up with Brock Andrews. Brock, thanks so much for your time as always. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. This is my favorite time of year is when I release a new single and get to talk to Matt Ryan.
Yes, it is exciting, and I appreciate the kind words. It is an exciting time for you. Brand new song out right now called Honky Tonk Night. I've been listening to this one. It is a great song, Brock. So tell us a little bit about this one. I know you probably wanted to kind of come up with a fun summer tune. Have you had this kind of idea for a little bit? How did this one come to be written?
Yeah, you know, I always pride myself on telling stories, and like, you know, I write a lot of like boy meets girl, boy breaks up with girl, boy, you know, all these relationships type stuff.
Yeah.
And they're really intricate and really kind of fun to, you know, figure out a friend or family is going through something and try to write a song to help relate to that situation or to help others relate to any situation they're going through. So on this one, honestly, man, it was just like this, all the stuff everyone's been through the last couple of years, you know, pandemic wise and I don't know, politic-wise, all the things going on. Me and my producer, Jeff Johnson, we're just like, man, let's just write a carefree, fun tune. Like, see, the picture in our head was this city boy going out to a small town on a Friday night, and it's like it's a wood dance floor. There's patio lanterns all around, and the girls are just dancing with each other, you know, just having carefree fun. And this guy just gets swept up in this. Like, he's not honky-tonk, but he's like, I will be if this is what it is.
You know?
Totally. So we just wanted to write a fun song that was, and it was honestly a treat to write because it was just so carefree, turn off your brain and just write something that's just fun to sing, fun to say, and fun to dance to.
Love it. And I'm always fascinated with how songs come to be. So the actual title, Honky Tonk Night, was that something that kind of came to you as you were writing the song, or is that kind of a... something you had stored away that you wanted to bring out, and where, the title itself, where have you had that idea for a little bit, or was that kind of a come to you as you were writing this song?
Great question. If you would have asked me a year ago, I would have told you I never would have a song called Honky Tonk Night because I'm not a honky tonk defined person. You know, I love honky tonks, but to me, you know, I'm like. You know, all the things that are honky-tonk, for sure, but I would never have gone as far as to say honky-tonk. And my producer called me with, because he knew the concept of the next tune I wanted to write with him, and he called me with that title. He's like, Heaven on a Honky-Tonk Night. And I was like, okay. But once you really started to dive into it and we really started to figure out what the hooks were, and it just felt right for what the song was, you know what I mean? Like, it just makes total sense. For myself, I have rock roots, and I love everything about country, and I grew up on a lot of country and a lot of classic rock, the real classic rock, and, you know, a lot of Garth Brooks and a lot of Johnny Cash. And so it felt really real to me to be able to go, yeah, the city dude who doesn't know much about it, going to a honky-tonk and falling in love with honky-tonk. Like, that's it. You know, I don't have a twang to my voice. We play with a credible fiddle player, so that's definitely in there, but... You know, there's a lot of elements that were not over the top country. So to bring that, we just wanted to be real to ourselves. So I think that's where, why I say I would never have had come up with Honky Tonk before.
Yeah.
Because it has to be real. It can't be fake. And the way that we came up with this tune, it feels just so real. It's just, it just feels like it should have belonged the whole time.
For sure. I love it. Again, joined right now by Brock Andrews. And so we were talking a little bit about, before we started recording here, about kind of playing some live shows. And I'm wondering kind of this year looking like for you, is it going to be a busy one? Are you hoping to get out, play this brand new song live? What's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've done some really cool shows already, and we have some really good ones around the corner. We have a really big street dance in Estevan coming up next week, which is really cool. I do actually have a private show in Turtle Lake this weekend with Brody Siebert, which is really cool.
That would be awesome,
That's closer to your neck of the woods for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we're playing a regular big festival in Waskasoo in August.
Oh, that'll be good.
And Trallapalooza.
That's not too far away. Waskasoo's not too far away. You can make that drive. That'll be good.
Equal distance to you is Tramping Lake, which is Trallapalooza. Come on down.
Cool.
It's going to be we're playing it with a band called Monster Truck, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. So for, I mean, For those around the Second Room Woods, probably a lot of people have seen you play live, but for those that maybe haven't seen you play live, what's kind of the set list looking like? I know you play a lot of originals. You want to play this brand new song, get people having a good time. Are you going to play some covers? Kind of what's the set list looking like? You don't have to be that specific because I don't know if it's always set in stone, but what kind of that set list looking like for you if those haven't seen you live?
For sure. You know, we always go to every show with a set list. But one of the things we're definitely known for is changing it on the fly based on what the crowd is really responding to.
Yeah.
And because we play a lot of theater shows in the wintertime, too, we have the ability to dial into, like, more of a songwritery thing.
Right.
And in the summertime, we've changed up quite a bit to come out with a lot of high energy off the hop. And if that sticks around and people are loving them, then we just stay there. Sometimes we homage to the 90s.
I'm going to bring that up at the end of the I was waiting for an opportunity to bring it up and seeing if you do your 90s medley, which is one of my favorite things
man.
That you do.
We got a few of them going on this time now. So you might see us medley to some Garth Brooks. You might see us medley to some Salt and Pepper or some TLC or Enrique Iglesias or Fresh Prince.
All of the above. More of that. That all of the above. I'm all for that. That must be a lot of fun for. And I think the crowd probably responds and really dials in with that kind of atmosphere and that kind of playlist. I'd imagine.
Totally, man. You know, to be honest, like the first couple of years that we started entertaining and started playing shows, I think you're so concerned about getting through the material. You're playing a 3-minute song, then a 3-minute song, then a 3-minute song, and you're just hoping that everybody liked your show. Then there becomes a certain point where you realize that even if the crowd isn't responding, or maybe you only have a couple people you're playing to, I think that's where it comes from. You're playing a bar with, you know, two hockey players and a chicken, and you're trying to make sure it's still a fun time. You really do realize early on that you need to play to each other and just have a fun time, and then the crowd responds, and then you're entertaining, right? Your job is to entertain. So, we get out there, play to each other, and we just have fun with the crowd. And then when the crowd's into it, we're not afraid to jump down and dance with everyone on the ground and have people sing along. And it's just as much fun for us, for sure.
I love it. I love it. Couple more questions before you let you go. For when you're playing a brand new song, like coming up here this summer, you're going to be playing a brand new song, Honky Tonk Night. What kind of emotions do you feel playing that song? Maybe for the first time or the first few times? Are you nervous, excited? What's kind of because you're probably looking for a reaction and seeing how people respond to the new music. So what are kind of your emotions playing the song for the first time?
Great question, man. To be honest, there's a comfort in playing tunes that you've played 10,000 times.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Like just like anything, you know what I mean? Like just like on the radio when you're pitching to something or talking about something or talking to someone you've talked to a million times versus somebody new and fresh, right? So
for sure.
When the first emotion is, okay, what is it again? What's the tempo? What key am I playing? Okay, perfect. Yeah. Am I going to remember the words? I sure hope I remember the words.
Yeah.
It's crazy because you open your mouth and start going because you trust that you've done enough work that it's just like a test at school, right? Where you're just like,
sure,
I did the homework. I should be pretty good
prepared for this. Yeah.
So those are the emotions. And then once you get through it, I think an interesting thing for me entertaining is the euphoric feeling at the end. When you did your job, everybody had a great time. You're getting some compliments. You did the whole thing. It's done. And then you're like, oh, I did do enough pre-work to make sure I didn't mess up. And I made sure everybody had a great time. And we were great partners to the event that brought us down. You know, like that's a big part for us is we want to make sure we're drawing people and we're a fun time to the people that paid their hard-earned money to come see us. And we're also doing our part to be as good for the business or the charity that brought us out. So there's a lot to think about, but it's an awesome feeling driving home going, we did it. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's very cool. I love that. That's awesome. Again, a great song. Brock, before I let you go, this September, CCMA, is you going to be there?
Heck yeah, buddy. Are you coming too?
Yeah, I've all planned. Everything's booked. I just need to get on a plane and make my way there September. So,
I love it. Yeah, I already have a couple of showcases in place, so we'll certainly be there.
Nice. Yeah, looking forward to that. Going to be awesome. Back because the Calgary put on a great. I mean, last time I was at the CCMAs was when it was in Calgary. I've missed the last few of them. And Calgary did a good job, so it's exciting that they're back in Calgary. And plus, Brock, a quick flight from Saskatchewan, or whether you fly in out of Saskatoon, Regina, or anywhere across the province, about an hour flight. So doesn't get can't really beat that.
No, totally. I'm a big truck guy. I'm just jumping.
Are you driving to Calgary?
Oh yeah, I look at it and go like, okay, six and a half hours. But here's the thing: is like, if you're going on a plane that's an hour, you got to get there an hour early, and it's probably an hour or two of prep, and then
that's,
you know, you got to.
So true.
Your hours are getting there versus throw a bag.
It's
in
a
the
long
truck
time. That's gonna be awesome. So I'm looking forward to seeing you and everyone there in Calgary. Hey Brock, it's always great catching up with you. Congratulations on the new song, and I know we'll catch up and chat soon. Thanks for your time.
Man, thank you so much for all the love, and thank you to all your listeners, and I look forward to having a beer with you, buddy.